So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is St. Lucy's Day, children, and Lucy means light. Especially at this dark season of the year, the light has to be wonderfully attractive to us. I mean the long nights and sometimes the very dark days, although these days have been full of light, thanks be to God. That's how our lives should be, too. In Scandinavia, today is celebrated as a kind of an opening of Christmas, and even though they're Protestants or pagans anymore, the Swedes in particular observe the custom of St. Lucy's Day. And remember how that goes? That is to say that one of the girls, the oldest girl in the family, would make breakfast in bed for her parents, and she would bring it in, and she would be wearing a crown, like an Advent wreath almost, and on the crown would be burning candles, light, the coming of the light. Of course, Father Lecter Ronda explained to me they don't use the real candles anymore because of fire regulations. They use battery ones instead, so it's probably not quite as charming, but still it's that idea of the coming of the light. You see, in the old days, this was the winter solstice, but that was according to the old pagan or Julian calendar, which the Pope Gregory in the 16th century reformed. And so now our winter solstice falls about St. Thomas Day, much closer to Christmas itself. Today's saint came from the old pagan world, but she herself, as a young girl, was a Christian. She was named Lucy, and she had all of the qualities of light. That is to say that she had a bright, engaging, positive kind of a personality, so much grace about herself, and of course she was very beautiful. And because of that, she attracted a pagan suitor for herself and her parents, according to the pagan way of that time, when she was just 12 or 13, already engaged or betrothed her to this pagan. Now her mother, whose name was Eutychia, was a pagan, and she was very sick. She suffered from hemorrhaging, where she lost a lot of blood. And so St. Lucy told her mom about St. Agatha and how they could go to visit her and pray at St. Agatha's tomb in another city in Sicily, the city of Catania. So they went there, and just as they got to the church where her tomb was, they heard the gospel about selling what you have and giving it to the poor and having treasure in heaven. And then when the Mass was over, they went to St. Agatha's tomb, and they prayed. And they prayed all night long, even though Eutychia was the mother, she was a pagan. Well, while they were praying all night long in the warm, cozy church, the little girl fell asleep, St. Lucy did. And she had a wonderful dream in which she saw the saint, Agatha, and Agatha said to her, "Lucy the Virgin, why are you asking of me something you could give to your own mother?" Meaning that by her prayers and by her faith, she could pray for her mother to be healed, and she would be. And when she woke up, her mother was healed. Well then, St. Lucy was inspired to follow the gospel, not get married to the pagan boy, and indeed that they should give away all of their money to the poor. What an extraordinary idea. Well, Eutychia, the mother, had just been healed, so she was in a pretty good mood, but she said, "Oh, daughter," she said, "wait till I close my eyes in death before you give away my money." And the daughter said to her, "But Mom, after all, people give away their money only because they can't take it with them when they die. But let's do it now for the glory of God." And her mother agreed. So they went back and they sold everything and they gave everything away to the poor. And the pagan suitor, who didn't know what had happened at Catania and the rest of it, he was very shocked. And he said something to St. Lucy's governess or nurse. And the nurse said to him, she said, "Well, you see, what we're doing is we're selling everything because Lucy wants to get you a better property." And that property, of course, was in paradise. But when he finally realized what was going on and how Lucy became a Christian rather than a pagan, he got very angry and he turned her into the government. And she was arrested and taken before a certain Pascasius, who was the governor, and he ordered her sacrifice to the gods. God loves the sacrifices we make for the poor, St. Lucy answered. And since I've given away everything already, I'm going to give him myself as well. Tell that story to the fools, said the wicked old governor. Not to me. I live by the rule of my master. And St. Lucy says, well, you live by Caesar's laws. I live by God's laws. You want to please your masters? I want to please our Lord. Do what you have to, and I'm going to do what I know is right. And later on, St. Lucy, in her conversation with this man, prophesied that she would one day be a patroness and a saint to whom others would pray, but that Pascasius, he would receive his due punishment. So he was furious with her, and he ordered her to be scourged and to be taken away from government hall to a wicked place, and they couldn't. 1,000 men ended up coming, and they couldn't budge her, not one foot, not an inch. Then they had, I saw this in a picture once, it's a wonderful painting, of St. Lucy's little 12-year-old girl, and they had an ox train with 1,000 oxen all yoked together, tied to St. Lucy, and they went, pull, pull. And the oxen couldn't budge her. She was immovable, a wonderful miracle, which tells us that if we pray, God would save us from committing sins or going to wicked or bad places. So our Lord delivered her, and one of the governor's friends finally came up and stabbed her in the throat. And that is how St. Lucy died and received her everlasting crown of light in heaven. Meanwhile, just as that was happening, all the people heard in the governor's hall the sound of troops, boom, 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 marching in. And they marched right up to the governor's throne, the Roman troops did, and they arrested the governor for malfeasance in office, and that was the end of him. He was taken away and put to death. St. Lucy's prophecy was fulfilled. So St. Lucy is a special Advent saint. She prepares us for the coming of the light into our world of darkness, children. Remember that if you have a strong faith and you're generous and not selfish and you do pray, you could pray for great graces of healing for those who are sick, for even somebody in your own family or church. There are many good things that you can do yourself, and you should, especially at this wonderful season of doing good, which is Christmas. Every day after the consecration of the Mass during the canon, we pray to St. Lucy, don't we? She's one of our canon saints, this Advent saint, this saint of the coming of the light. Let us ask her to prepare our hearts for light and pray on this beautiful sunny December morning for there to be no darkness, no selfishness, no sin, no impurity in these hearts of ours. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.